Psychic Edgar Cayce's estate paid to have the Great Pyramid carbon dated in the hopes of finding a date of around 12,000 BC. They did not find such a date, but the information that they gained was very important and is data that was expensive to obtain. This is just one example of pseudo-archaeology being beneficial to real archaeology. When billionaire David Koch was skeptical of the Edgar Cayce Foundation's findings, he financed another expedition, this one much more thorough, and it obtained similar results. Robert Bavall first posited the three pyramids of Giza were aligned with the constellation Orion. He also looked for a date of around 12,000 BC. Real archaeoastronomers have followed up on his work and have found a lot of it compelling, but the dating off by thousands of years. The 25,000-year-old pyramid claim from Gunung Padang has archaeologists all around the world carefully scrutinizing the data and frequently finds in Indonesia get passed up in the West, but thanks to pseudo-archaeology, that's not happening with Gunung Padang. Karl Rotham, the man who first claimed that the Americas were discovered by the Norse before Columbus, used a lot of pseudo-archaeological evidence to get there. So when people ask me why I entertain pseudoscientific claims despite being skeptical of them, this is why.